Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
A year and a half ago, she got a job working overnight at a newspaper. Mm-hmm. And now she's gotten guys asking her out on dates, and I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I'm an old-fashioned guy, one man, one woman type thing.
Yeah.
I need to know what she is thinking about.
Well, how do you know?
Well,
how do you know? Did she tell you?
She told me.
Okay.
But can she really control that? Like, what's her response when the guys ask her?
I would like to know why she's not declining it, number one. I mean, the guys know that she's married, and they're still asking her out, okay?
Yeah.
So why isn't she saying, I'm sorry, I'm in a 16, 15-year marriage, been with this guy 21 years.
But what's she saying to
them? She's not denying it or declining it.
What's she actually saying in response?
Nothing.
Well, yeah, it's because she loves you, guy.
I get where you're coming from.
Be proud that your wife is obviously
attractive.
Some people don't want to go all hardo refusal on people, especially in the workplace. Like, sometimes if you just kind of dance around it, and it, like, if she knows that she wants nothing to do with them, sometimes the path of least resistance is the easiest way, just to be like, oh, like
is that why you're so nice to Stiz Grimey?
I chuckle at Stan and I just nod and smile and I'm like, hey buddy, want to go to breakfast?
Yes.
You know, it just makes the environment a little bit easier. So it's, you know, I don't know. I understand where you're coming from, because obviously everyone wants their spouse or significant other to give the hard no, but just as long as she's not getting the hard D.
I mean, did she go to bed with you every night?
No.
Because she works overnight, LB.
Well, no.
The thing of it is that anything that, like that, like intimacy, has been non-existent the past 3 or 4 months.
Oh.
Well, that's a different story.
Oh. Well,
add to the fact that I have recently been disabled.
Okay. Oh.
You know, I came down hard with rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis.
No. I'm sorry, dude. That's awful.
Well,
stay tough, kid.
I think you need to talk to her. Talk to her about it, right, Danielle?
I think there are a few elements in play when it comes to your relationship and your lives. So.
Listen to this one. I've been seeing my girlfriend for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have had a vasectomy. Recently, she decided to go on birth control. She says it is to control her time of the month situation.
Yeah.
However, coincidentally, she has a bachelorette party in a few weeks. Is it a common thing to go on birth control to help with the time of the month?
Yeah.
Or is she planning something for the bachelorette party that I don't know about?
Yeah, listen, I understand there's a few weeks lead time here, but that's not enough time for your body to get regular on birth control enough that you can just go sleep with someone and not worry about it. Also, STDs. There are many, many, many women that I know have, and in the past, when a certain birth control that I've been on, you do it to help out with things like severe periods, cramps, etc. Not to get too far into lady stuff with you men, because
please don't.
Have your period.
Your purred.
Have your purred. I'll put some cranberry juice.
978 text. Danielle, why does my ex-wife, after 13 years, still try to get in touch with me, even though I blocked her on Facebook, and I am happily remarried after 10 years.
Why don't you just pay her the $200 you owe her, guy? I don't know.
That's why she's your ex.
Right. Yeah, you got to look at why she's... Well, I mean, what's the context of her reaching out? Is she saying, I miss you, I want to see you, or is just checking in and saying hi, or is she like outside your home with night vision goggles?
I mean, is it possible that she just wants to be friends?
Yeah. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Maybe she realized that she was in the wrong and she wants to apologize.
No. Yeah, that's okay, not I was, it.
Have you ever been divorced?
I thought I'd give it a try. No.
Okay.
That's cute.
Here's a 978 text. Married for over 20 years. When we go overnight somewhere, It is like porn sex. How do I get her to be like this at home? We've been taking trips every month. It's killing me with the cost.
Sorry, bro. You might want to get a second job.
Yeah, right.
It's not going to happen. For whatever reason, vacation sex is always hotter, more different. Different bed, different rooms, surfaces that you don't have to clean.
Yep.
So it's just, it's not, it's very rare that that's something you can bring home.
That is awesome.
So
that's such a guy thing. It's costing me a fortune to have sex.
So basically, there's nothing that he's going to be able to do to make it like that at home.
No.
No way.
No.
Maybe instead of the Marriott, he should go to the Charles River Hotel or motel.
Yes, oh, yeah, that's going to put me in the mood.
That's
a little cheaper.
Can you run to Home Depot and get a tarp for the bed? Thanks. And some lube while you're at it.
Yeah, people are chatty. Mm. Everybody's doors open.
We're having a party down in 2C.
Yeah.
We are going inside the warped female brain right here on the show. So you can text if you're a man and you're confused by the way the mind of a woman in your life works. Or you can call 617-764-9223. Coming up, we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. And then we're going to play LB on LB. And if you know more about LB's hockey career than he does, you could win Bruins playoff tickets for tomorrow night. Series even at 2.
Yes.
After a Bruins win last night.
We're in the game.
My ex and I, this is a 508 text. My ex and I broke up years ago, and we have seen each other on and off since. But now that she is in another relationship, she still wants to talk and have sex here and there. She is always trying to make me jealous. Does she want to get back together with me or what?
No, she wants attention, and she's not getting the same kind of attention from the new guy that she got from you, and the sex probably isn't as good, so she can run back to you because she knows that you're, you know, going to take it and not open your big fat mouth about it, and her secret is safe. I would run from that situation like your hair is on fire and let her deal with her crap.
Really?
Yeah, that's a mind F, unless you're cool with, you know, potentially ruining someone else's relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, good stuff, Danielle.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome.
That is Inside the Warped Female Brain this week. It is 8:07, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Joe Castiglione here. LB has shown up for work for 3 straight days. Can you believe it?
On WAAF.
Today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and learn more about their Spring into Savings program. Because you listen to this show, you are going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. They put a new roof on the shack up in Maine, and I'm going to do roof tours coming up on June 1st during the second annual Greg Hill Foundation Cornhole Tournament at Old Orchard Beach at the Brunswick. And by the way,
yes,
largest field ever for that event.
Ooh,
on
awesome.
June 1st. I cannot wait. And the Brunswick, they're going to have a band right at the get-go. Like, you know how we started it? Well, you don't remember, LB, but you know how we started with
You threw the party, kid.
You know how we started with cornhole on the beach at like 8 a.m.? They're going to have a band going on the patio at the Brunswick, almost right when we start at 8 a.m.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It's going to be a good one for the second annual Greg Hill Foundation Cornhole Tournament. And I saved a couple teams to give away. So as we get closer, I'll be giving away a couple teams. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. And here for you now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Wednesday, 10:53 a.m.
Hi, Ken. It's LB here with the Sports Minute. The Bruins won against the Bruins. My ice cream won against the chocolate, and the light then wins again, kid.
End of message.
I wonder how much time he spends telling his friends to listen.
Listen?
Yeah.
Well, group text, you can probably fire it off pretty quickly.
Wednesday, 2:27 p.m.
Good morning, Hillman Morning Show. This is Benedict Cumberbatch. How are we doing today? I just wanted to call in because I heard my wife, Mrs. Cumberbatch, call in a couple times. And I was just thinking, as I was sitting here in the shower with Mrs. Chu, why don't we just have one big tea party? We could all meet up at Greg's house. What do you think? Cheerio!
End of message.
Hate that guy.
Well, you don't like Cumberbatch because your wife has a crush on Cumberbatch.
A crush. Obsession. Yeah.
What's her favorite role?
Probably Onion.
Cumberbatch.
Oh, right. She's definitely a Sherlock, or I have to say, and this doesn't bother me so much, she loves him as Khan.
Oh,
in
really?
Star Trek. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Khan!
He was okay.
Wednesday, 2:41 p.m.
This is Stowe PD calling. We just got a call in about a man who was watching some Dateline NBC, and now he's having some medical issues. Said he tried stretching for the first time. We're going to need backup.
End of message.
Now, we heard an irrational fear yesterday on the show. A woman in England who was stretching at night and blew out, like, ruptured a... Was it an artery?
Yeah.
Vertebral artery in her spine.
And she's paralyzed.
Yeah.
Simply by stretching. She heard like a crack in her neck and
she threw a blood clot. Yeah, gave her a stroke.
All she was doing was stretching.
Mm-hmm.
So don't stretch.
Wednesday, 4:13 p.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Feeling kind of cute. Might do the sports later, kid. I don't know.
End of message. Wednesday, 4:31 p.m.
Hey, kid. This is Lyndon's first cousin, Linda. He just asked me if I wanted to get married to him. I think it's a really good cash grab. Big pile of dough.
End of message.
Money grab, kid.
Wednesday, 5:03 p.m.
Every time Greg goes out to eat at a restaurant, now, can I get some gravy?
End of message.
That was good.
Had a delicious salad yesterday for lunch over at Lincoln. Had a business meeting over there.
What'd you have after it?
No, that's all I had.
What'd you salad? Get? Steak to go?
No, salad, grilled chicken. That's it.
Yeah.
It's almost bathing suit season.
Salad, grilled chicken, close it.
I have got to get in beach shape.
Yeah, you might want to hurry up.
For Ocean Park. I got to get ready for the beach.
6:29 a.m.
Well, on the bright side, I don't think we have to worry about the Patriots coming out during the Red Sox World Series ring ceremony next year.
End of message.
Yeah. That's true. No trophies will be dented next year.
Red Sox Nation on a downer.
Well, I mean, they should be.
Yeah.
I mean, the team is horrible.
I read one of those crazy stats last night that no team that has lost 13 of their first 18 games has ever made the playoffs.
Really?
I think that was it. Yeah.
Really?
One of those crazy baseball stats.
So we're pretty much, what is it, April 18th? What's the date today? April.
Yeah.
And they're done.
Yeah.
Stick a fork in them. They're not done.
Take the hug.
I'm watching lacrosse.
They're going to be fine.
Texter says you have to try the homemade onion rolls from New England Steak and Seafood in Mendon.
Really?
Oh, okay.
So,
somebody let me know how that is.
Well, I'm a huge onion roll fan.
Well,
I love them.
Ken's Steakhouse used to have the homemade onion rolls or onion bread. Mm. Do they still have that?
Yeah.
I love Ken's when you go there and have the salad because the dressing is delicious actually at the steakhouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Made from scratch.
It's great in the bottle, too. And it's the best chicken marinade that there is. So if you want to marinate some chicken, then do it in Ken's Italian salad dressing, and you won't be disappointed.
7 a.m.
The heck with Flonase for my allergies. I got to use Flonase. Code intended.
Don't encourage him. Don't encourage that. This is Chad with an obscure reference. Yes, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Yo, Chadsky.
I get an obscure reference to the question that Shu was asked. What's her favorite role?
Yes.
What's your favorite dish? Oh, I like mugs.
Yes. Who was that?
Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato. Yes. During a segment on food, asked what her favorite dish was.
I like mugs.
They meant, what's your favorite entree, Demi?
Well, they should have been more specific.
Right. It was a trap.
Here's a text that says Market Basket has amazing Miami onion rolls that they make fresh in the bakery. Danielle loves Market Basket.
I do. Do you want me to stop and get you some? Because I know you're not going there.
No, but I will say this. You are attending the Greg Hill Foundation second annual cornhole tournament in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to stock up on the buffalo chicken salad from the Hannafords.
I know. I'm very excited about this.
Because
I wish you could freeze it.
You love it.
So good.
And I don't know, what is it about the buffalo chicken salad from Hannafords that is better than the buffalo chicken salad elsewhere?
I think it's just the flavor of the sauce, because I tried to find like a duplicate recipe online, and it's like sour cream, mayo, buffalo, like everything that's bad for you. And then blue cheese crumbles. The chicken pieces that they use, it's good white meat chicken. It's not that like, you know, scashot, like gross, like tendony chicken.
Yeah.
It's got a good texture to it. They use a little radiatore pasta, which are the little radiators. So that holds a lot of sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a perfect amount of celery and carrot for a little crunch.
You might want to wipe the drool off the side.
I know. I will not. Actually, I'm salivating.
Do they use the rotisserie chicken? I love the rotisserie chicken.
It doesn't seem like fall aparty enough to be rotisserie chicken. It could be, but I don't know that it is. I think it's maybe just a regular like poached or baked chicken, but damn if it,
I'm so hungry right now.
The day I learned about that. I was like, no, I don't really eat deli salads, but thanks. And I'm like, well, I like buffalo things. I'll try it. And then it was downhill from there.
Yeah. I mean, do you buy the prepared stuff in the deli place that has mayonnaise in it? Because
no.
It always, like the tuna salad or the coleslaw, it always it doesn't look too appetizing in the deli.
Why you think? Because it's been there for 3 weeks.
I don't know. You
can you just like scrape the darker skin off the top of the tuna salad? Thanks.
Right, if it's got that membrane on top, I
can't. I can't eat any. I go to KFC for my coleslaw.
Here's a text that says, Danielle, you and I are soulmates. Everything you take a stand on, I love. The Office and the Market Basket buffalo chicken salad. Well, that's all you need for a weekend, Danielle.
Yep.
You could watch The Office and gorge yourself on buffalo chicken salad from the Hannafords. All right. Well, I'm going to give these Bruins tickets away.
Nice.
Do we have an intro for LB on LB? We don't? Okay.
Hi, I'm LB.
The Bruins have evened the series with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and they will be back at the Garden tomorrow night. And if you call right now, you get to play LB on LB. And if you know more about LB's hockey career than LB does, you could be the winner of these tickets. Be at TD Garden Friday for Game 5 of the Bruins playoffs, presented by Beth Israel Lahey Health, as the Bruins take on the Maple Leafs in their pursuit for the Stanley Cup. Select tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. And up first this morning, I think it's Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hey, good morning.
How are you, Danny?
I am great.
All right. Well, hopefully you know more about LB's career than LB does.
I hope so.
And quite frankly, it's more than likely that you do, because he's... he's got some memory issues over there. All right. In what year, Danny, did LB sign, or actually was he traded? This question, I think, is written incorrectly. In what year was LB traded to the San Jose Sharks?
Hmm. Oh, my God. 1992?
LB, what's your answer?
I specifically remember the meeting with Mike Milbury where he told me that he was not going to re-sign me, mm-hmm. and he was going to send me down to the minors, which was, I think, Maine at the time, mm-hmm. was not Providence yet, and that he'd never call me back up,
mm-hmm.
and then...
Liked you a lot, huh?
We had Dooner and I had some issues. So guy was a legendary Bruin, so you know it is what it is. So then he said you have to decide right now if you want to stay or you're going to go. And then he actually unplugged the phone, so I couldn't call my agent to see if I could get a deal.
Huh.
And so I told him to go. I'm like, okay. I guess I'm out of here. And I went to San Jose in...
I feel like the story may have begun in 1992.
I forgot what
I think I played for them in 92, yes.
That is correct. 1992. Danny, hang on. I mean, you know as much as LB, so I'll let you qualify for the tickets. Hello, Jamie.
Yep.
What's up, Jamie?
What's going on?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Jamie, according to Wikipedia, LB's weight is listed as what? And here are your choices. A, 227 pounds.
Yeah.
B, 241 pounds.
Uh-huh.
C, 190 pounds. Or D, 206 pounds.
I'm going to say 190.
LB?
I want to say 206.
Well, Jamie knows more than LB.
Really?
About LB.
Great job, James.
LB's Wikipedia weight is listed at 190.
Wow.
Throw another 100 on there, and you're going to be getting close.
Would I love to be that now? Oh, my gosh.
Got to update that thing.
Here's a 978 text. Do hockey players not know how to plug the phone back into the wall outlet asking for a friend?
Yeah, Dooner took it and walked out of the room.
It was a rotary phone, I'm guessing, 1992, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he just took the phone.
Yeah, he unplugged it and took it.
I mean, could you not go to a phone booth and call your agent?
Well, I was at the garden.
Is there another phone somewhere? Another office?
Not like I could go to Cheers.
I just went across the street to Fours and got hammered.
I'm sure you did. Mm-hmm. This is Chad. Hello, Chad.
What's up?
How are you, Chad?
Good. How are you?
Chad, how many assists did LB have in total in his NHL career?
You want me to answer that?
No, I want you to just hang on until the end of the show.
43.
LB?
I think it's 42.
The answer is 43.
My God.
Nicely done,
well
Chad.
Kid.
You are.
Thanks, bud.
Woo.
You must have done some research in anticipation of this studying. Or something. Nicely done.
I had 43 right. assists. That's
yeah, 43 awesome. Assists. In how many years? 12 years? How many years was
here? 10 years in the show.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. This is Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, kid.
Yo, Marco.
Mark.
Yes.
During the 1985-1986 season, how many goals did LB have with the Bruins? Was it A4, B7, C3, or D0?
I'm going to be generous and give Lyndon 4 goals.
What was the year?
LB, 1985-1986.
Zero.
Correct. Wow. 0 goals. Sorry, Mark. Zero goals.
No goals scored.
Well, that was it. That was a tough year. I think it was either. Well, no, I broke my wrist and missed the whole season.
Oh, all right.
I think I only played like four, the first five games or something.
Okay.
Or it was either I broke my wrist that time or I broke my back.
It looks like a kind listener has updated your weight on Wikipedia.
Oh, no.
So,
that's
good news.
I didn't know that if random people can go on Wikipedia and just do stuff on your...
Have you ever read mine? I think it says I'm married to Stormy Daniels, the adult.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it says I'm an elite long-distance runner. Married to Stormy Daniels.
You're no longer a male stripper?
No, I think it still says that. Yeah. Okay. Hello, Samantha.
Hi.
What's up, Samantha?
Just driving to work.
What do you do?
Right now, I'm just lifeguarding.
Lifeguarding?
What? Oh, yeah, at a gym.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. All
right. Yeah, nice. All right.
That's a good gig.
In what year did LB receive his first DUI conviction? Stiz Grimey writes these questions, not I.
I love Stiz.
I just want to let you know that I didn't write these questions.
He's got such a sense of humor. He's awesome.
Is this on hockeyreference.com?
Yes, it is. And by the way, don't get confused. It's his first. The first one.
Oh boy. I'll be gentle. 07?
07. Oh, no. LB?
Not even close.
LB, what year?
Yeah.
I want to say 85.
1989.
Right. To be honest,
yes.
It sucked, but it was a great gift because they sent me down to Portland to get me out of the...
Up to Portland. Down to the minors.
Yeah.
Up to Portland.
Right. Up to Portland, down to the minors. And it was the greatest... I get sent down for 10 games because... Harry Sinden wanted to get me out of the media.
Right.
And it was, that's the only hat trick I ever had in my career.
In Portland?
Yeah. Yeah, I was on fire, playing on the first line.
Uh-huh.
And it was the greatest 10 games of my life.
Is your version of the hat trick finding one that fits your fat head?
Wow.
Is that, ooh. A texter wants to know more about the Milbury LB feud. What was the deal on that?
Well,
I
think he just got tired of my act.
Yeah.
That's an act?
Yeah. Okay.
he said, you know, I'm going to send you the minors and I'm never calling you up again.
Yeah.
You can decide right now if you want to walk away.
Uh-huh.
So I walked away.
Yeah.
My agent got me a ticket to San Jose, which was incredible.
We've had him on the show before and addressed it briefly.
Yeah.
I think
he's a great guy. It's like anything. I mean, you know, you fight with your brother. Right? It's no big deal.
Yeah.
You know, he does an incredible job at the NHL Network. He ruined the New York Islanders organization.
There it is.
Thank God they've come back to life.
He's no Larry Legend. I'll tell you that much.
He was an amazing Boston Bruin. He had an incredible, I think he played 13 years for, you know, on some of the greatest teams of all time, you know, with Terry O'Reilly. And
I got to tell you, last night at the game on the Jumbotron, they showed Bubs. They showed Belichick and the girlfriend. And then they showed Larry Legend, and only one person got a standing ovation last night, and that was Larry Bird.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The city loves the guy.
Yeah, of course. How do you know?
Loves the guy. And you know what? He loves basketball. I think if he's still, would you still be working if you were Larry Bird? I mean, I guess because
you love the game. And that's why he was alone.
Well,
because
he's
he
working.
Wanted to focus on the game.
Yeah.
Like we talked about going to the movies alone or whatever.
Yeah.
That's probably him. He's like, I don't want to go with anybody. Just want to watch.
I'll tell you, I can't stand that Bogdanovich kid. He's such a whiny, puke. I can't stand them.
Now, when Bubs was on the Jumbotron...
Did I scream out, Bubs, I'm here?
No. Did he have his phone in his hand and then you sent him a text that says, hey, Bubs, noticed you were holding your phone, so I'm guessing you're seeing text messages.
No, but in the Putnam Club, our eyes locked from a distance.
Yeah. from a distance.
And got the, you know, got the...
the nod?
The peace sign and the what's, you know, what's up, brah?
Brah.
Yeah. So, real quick. You know, I think Bubs was engaged with some, you know, he's probably talking to Wick and talking to all those people. And,
when he
came
up on the Jumbotron, did you stand up with your hands in the air? I'm over here.
Hi! Julian! Hello! What a game last night, though.
Yes.
Oh. I think they're going to go far, the Celtics. I'm not jinxing anything, but I get it. This is the Pacers, but that comeback last night was great.
I think
Danielle thinks it's all fixed, as she has said before about the NBA playoffs.
No, nah, but Jason Tatum.
We wanted the games to go as long as they can. We want a long series to make a lot of money.
So you mean they're going to lose the next two out there?
Possible.
I doubt it.
It's possible.
What were you going to say, Jason Tatum?
Well, I just thought it was a great team effort. Tatum has, you know, stepped up, and you know Kyrie's just been phenomenal.
I love, you know, doing this show for almost 29 years. We have people who have been listening forever, and this text is absolutely correct. 978 text says, Greg, didn't your late father call him Mary Milbury? And yes, he did. That was inappropriate.
Did he really?
Yes. He was upset with his performance one season when he was playing. And he referred to him as Mary Milbury. Well, but that's not, I mean, that is not an inappropriate thing in this day and age.
Say this.
Yes.
For, you know, he had a great career, 13 years, legendary Bruin, but people did not like him, and they used to boo him mercifully. Was it
mercilessly?
Mercilessly. Whenever he grabbed the puck, and Terry O'Reilly and Jonathan and Wensink said, no, they're not booing you. They're calling you Lou Berry.
What?
I know.
All right. Well, that's LB on LB for Bruins playoff tickets, and there are still some available for tomorrow night, so go to Ticketmaster.com. When we come back, we'll hear this audio that Stiz got yesterday when he ran into a 52-year-old rapper outside of a liquor store in Cleveland Circle. He was over there fetching some Prosecco for Carrie. Monkey, fetch me some Prosecco.
Prosecco.
So we'll hear that audio coming up.
The WAAF Word on the Street.
Tickets go on sale today to see the Dropkick Murphys at the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield on Friday, September 30th. Tonight, the rival Suns are at Royale, and get the letouts at the Wilbur. Coming up on Friday, Bob Saget's at the Wilbur. And on Saturday, Brew Woo is at the DCU Center, and Doug Benson's 420 Stand-Up Spectacular is at the Wilbur. And that's the Word on the Street, sponsored by FindMassMoney.com. For more details and info, log on to WAAF.com.
Right now, we are broadcasting this same GEICO ad all across the radio. Because letting all types of listeners know it's easy to switch and save with GEICO just feels so unifying. Like waving across the dial and saying, hey you, let's grab a coffee with some of that GEICO savings, even if you never get that coffee. Because it's the thought that counts.
Well, solar equals savings. Installing solar panels on your home or your business is a great investment, and now is the best time to go solar. I learned all of this from my friends at Solar Wolf Energy. Schedule a free consultation now with Solar Wolf, and your solar will be installed just in time to power your AC all summer long so you can save when it comes to your electric bill. This is the last year that you can get the 30% federal tax credit. After December, the percentage starts to decrease, and eventually that credit will be gone forever. So if you've thought about going solar, or you're wondering how much money you can save on your electric bill every single month, call Solar Wolf. They are the best at what they do. Quality products, affordable pricing, unmatched customer service. They will show you how solar can equal savings. Massachusetts even offers its own incentives on top of the federal tax credit. So learn about state incentives and see how much you can save every single month with Solar Wolf's online calculator. Join the Wolf Pack. Start at solarwolfenergy.com. That's solarwolfenergy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's our old friend Peanut 100. I don't know what happened to Peanut 100.
I hope he's okay.
I know.
He's fine.
Of course, Peanut, a frequent guest on the program, commenting on the news many, many years ago on this show.
Last time I met Peanut, it was before we, I think it was the year we got kicked out of the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Huh. Oh, really?
And we had the Dropkick Murphys on the back of the truck.
Yeah.
And he was dressed up like the Statue of Liberty for the whatever tax business that is.
Oh, yeah.
And he came up, he said, where's Greg Hill at? I'm like, well, who's asking? He's like, this is Peanut. I'm like, oh, Peanut, what's going on?
Yeah.
Lady Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, where's Greg Hill 100 at? Stiz Grimey is in here.
Yo.
Our assistant producer and the vice president of social media on this show. And Stiz mentioned earlier that he was out yesterday running an errand for our midday hosts. And he went to the Packy over in Cleveland Circle.
Yep.
Which one is that?
I forget the name of it, Hilda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is it in Cleveland Circle?
Right in the square.
Okay.
Like right there in the middle of the square near the Walgreens.
Okay.
Yep.
And while you were there waiting for the Packy to open, you ran into a 52-year-old rapper.
This is true, yes.
Okay. And his name is?
His name was Supreme Murda.
Murda. You guys going to do a collab?
I don't know. I don't want to get outshined by Supreme Murda.
And so you just started. Did he approach you or did you approach him?
Believe it or not, he approached me with a small bottle of McGillicuddy, Dr. McGillicuddy.
Oh, yeah.
And he started reading me the like on the back, there's like this legend of the guy who created Dr. McGillicuddy. And
McGillicuddy, you mean?
He just started reading it to me.
Huh.
And I was just like, oh, yeah. This is the guy you have to interview.
Yeah. Danielle, you had something to say?
I was going to ask if Stan was going to have Supreme Murda on his podcast.
I might, right?
So you started to talk to him about the news?
Yeah, I figured it would be good to get a citizen of this great commonwealth to find out what the real people of the streets are thinking about these big issues that affect us all.
All right. What did you ask him about first?
I believe we have an intro first. We can meet Mr. Supreme.
We're going to meet Supreme Murda.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
What's your name?
Supreme Murda, Murda. I'm a hip-hop artist. I'm on YouTube under the name Supreme, space it a little bit, Murda, Murda, like you spell Supreme Court. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, Roxbury, and hopefully one day become a major hip-hop artist because I'm really nasty with the lyrics, even at 52 years old.
Oh, I love it. The guy is motivated and passionate about what he does.
Fired up.
Uh-huh. What did you ask him about?
So, as we know, we spoke about it yesterday, the youth tackle football, big issue right now in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Should it be banned? Should it not be banned?
Yeah.
So we asked Mr. Murda what he felt about youth tackle football.
All right.
The Massachusetts government is trying to ban youth tackle football. What do you think about that?
I think that that's full of bull. It's a mockery. Why can't they have tackle football? Even I played tackle football in my youth.
And you turned out fine.
I'm fine.
Can you tell me about your first sexual experience?
What?
My first sexual experience. Well, I was 12 and a half, 13, to be honest with you. I had it in the project hallway. There was a girl named Cynthia. Yes, Cynthia. And, you know, me and her started kissing. I was feeling on her. I knew about having sex. I used to hear my parents. And then when they did their thing in the bedroom, there was a mattress on the third floor right there. And I had, you know, my coat. So I put my coat down because I don't know what could be on that mattress. There could be lice or whatever on that damn mattress. Bang, we started getting it on. And all of a sudden, I felt this surge coming out. Like, whoa, what is this? Whoa, next thing you know, I'm like, oh, more.
Oh, my God.
I love this.
Wow. How did you get?
Man.
How do you go from tackle football to right? that question?
Well, you gotta ease into it. You know,
you didn't ease into it.
I feel like I softened him up with the football thing, and then I asked him what the people really want to know, which when did Supreme Murder first have sex?
Who doesn't put their coat down on the first time?
You got to. I mean, like you said, you never know. It could be lice.
Mm-hmm.
It was the projects.
Here's a text from a law enforcement officer who says, after several incarcerations at South Bay, Peanut Galloway was last seen a couple of years ago. Not sure if he will be coming back down for breakfast any longer. So that's most recent update on Peanut 100.
T's and P's.
So what did you ask? Supreme Murder next.
So, as you know, Greg, the Suffolk DA, Rachel Rollins, is in the news. It's a big issue.
Yes.
She wants to decriminalize some things or not prosecute them.
Yeah. A lot of crimes she wants to not bother with prosecuting people for.
Yes.
And a lot of law enforcement people are upset about this, and rightly so, I think.
Yeah,
yes.
They say their job is hard enough already. Uh-huh. And so, being a man of the street, we asked Mr. Murda how he felt on Rachel Rollins' new proposal. The new district attorney for Suffolk County wants to
eliminate.
You know, yeah, she thinks shoplifting.
Shoplifting shouldn't be a charge.
Yeah,
I agree with her. I think shoplifting, trespassing, and petty drug possession should not be prosecuted. Not to be locked up because he got drugs on him. What is that going to do?
Have you ever had a threesome?
Of course I have. Oh, my God, it was beautiful. I was, you know, a veteran in having sex with women. But it was two different women. Actually, believe it or not, one was white, one was black. I shared them with some cocaine, and they agreed to, you know, have sex with me. And, you know, we had a great time. I mean, the sex was beautiful. Oh, boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
Jeez, the guy is apparently getting lucky left and right.
Guys, I'm living the life. He's my hero.
I believe he, you know, he should not be obviously advocating cocaine use,
right.
But certainly in this particular case, this is the man's history, and who are we to judge?
He's a real man of the people, Greg.
Yeah. He is. Supreme Murda. All right, so what was your next question?
So we asked him one more. We asked him about the politicians in East Boston and Winthrop that want to raise the tolls.
Yes.
On the Mass Pike and on the Tobin Bridge, things of that nature.
Okay.
And we asked how he felt about that. Okay. Some politicians in East Boston and Winthrop want to raise the tolls. How do you feel about that, raising the tolls for, like, the Mass Pike, the Tobin Bridge, things like that?
It depends on where the money's going to. And I would be like, you know, okay, raise the tolls a little bit. But if not, if it's just going in these politicians' pockets, which usually most of the money does go into, they're not going to tell you that. But, you know, a lot of the money that they gain from Massachusetts, I believe a lot goes into the governor's pocket, the district attorney's pocket, all these different people's pockets.
Now, we're outside of a liquor store, and you're waiting because it's closed. Do you think there should be 24-hour liquor stores?
Yeah, I believe there should be 24-hour liquor stores. I mean, do I think Massachusetts should have stores like that? Yeah, that we can get something like at least a beer or wine late at night. And no, to be honest with you, yeah, I think we should have a liquor store open 24/7. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who wouldn't agree on that? Who wouldn't agree? Yes?
I think we actually got one more. We asked him about the Notre Dame cathedral and it burning down.
Okay.
And what he thought was the significance of that.
Okay.
And then I actually snuck in a Game of Thrones question too, Greg, because I know you're a big fan.
Don't tell me that Mr. Supreme is a Game of Thrones fan.
Big throne.
Really?
Big
throne. All right. Well, let's listen.
The Notre Dame church burned down. What are your feelings on that?
My feelings on that is that's a sad situation, but I'm glad that, you know, the President Macron or Macrone, whatever way you want to say it.
I think it's macaroni.
Well, he wants to, you know, make sure that he, you know, gets that rebuilt again. I mean, how they would have tried to rebuild it, they would have had to have, well, I'm pretty sure they have, you know, architectural things of it to try to rebuild it again, but it would never be the same as it was from back then, because that's an old, ancient structure.
What year do you think that was built?
That was back in, I would say, 1800s.
It's the last season of Game of Thrones. Do you think Jon Snow is going to end up on the Iron Throne?
I believe he should.
Oh,
so there you go.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Big Jon Snow supporter. Did you say that? He's agreeing with you,
Greg. I don't believe that indicates that he's a watcher. I mean, I don't know if Supreme Murda has a lot of time to sit down and watch Game of Thrones. But the man is really up to date on what is going on topically in the news.
Honestly, yeah. I was with our pal Mark. Mark Moroso, and when we got done with the interview, Mark looked at me and he was like, he was surprisingly informed, and he was. He really was. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a text that says, during the threesome, the sex was beautiful, but I highly doubt the women were. Now, I don't know.
He was a good-looking guy.
First of all, he had the threesome. Right. What was your last threesome, tough guy?
What were you doing?
Ladies love musicians.
That's true. That's
Am right. I right, yeah,
that's true.
Well, apparently somebody just looked him up.
Oh, yeah, you can find him on YouTube.
And MURDA is an acronym for most underrated rapper doing it always.
This is true.
That's why he's known as Supreme MURDA.
A lot of good Supreme MURDA freestyles on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, the Alston Corner freestyle.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I took a picture with him, too, so maybe we'll throw that up on the WAF Twitter. Awesome.
You should do that right now.
All right, yeah.
I feel like you should try to make this a semi-regular segment.
So this
if you can find him. Is he there all the time?
True story, Greg. Yeah, yeah. This is 100% true. So I get back in my car, and I look at Mark, and I say, oh, wait, I need to get that guy's number because we need to talk to him again, right? Mm-hmm. Now, this was 30 seconds after I just got done interviewing. I run back over there. Gone. I checked everywhere. I checked all the surrounding stores. He was nowhere to
Hello?
Be found.
You're kidding me.
Mr. Murda?
Where did he go?
He's a ninja.
I mean, in his mind, he's like, the cops are listening. I'm out of here.
He's probably having another threesome, to be honest with you. That's what I imagine.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, he's having threesomes, and apparently he's watching cable. I mean, the rest of the country, rest of the country can't afford cable. And this guy's probably exchanging things for it based on what he said. Jeez. He's pretty up on his current events, a texter says. Yeah, he really is up on the current events. A texter says you can find them at the Brighton Dunkin' Donuts from time to time, also down in Faneuil Hall. So
really?
Okay, great.
He gets around, apparently. So, all right, Stiz, that's good stuff.
Excellent. Thanks, dog.
Supreme Murda. And let me ask you, when you ran into him outside the liquor store, and you decided to interview him, were you thinking about the power of ask? I believe it.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You
were just thinking about the power of ask, right?
That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. All right, that is our assistant producer, Stiz Grimey.
I strongly believe in the power of asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.